Well, good morning. Good morning, everybody. First of all, I want to thank you for jumping on the line. We've got a great group already. I know there's going to be more dialing in. And this is Vance Rogers, for those of you who've been away for a while, and the illustrious host, if I can call myself that, of Saturday AM Live. And I'll tell you, it's a privilege to be with you, and it's even more a privilege to introduce our guests. There are a few people that I can honestly say in my 42 years of being alive on this planet that I have literally gleaned and... I am where I am today because of people like Dave and Ellie Stoltzfus, what I've gleaned from them, what I've learned from them, the things that they've brought out of me. Literally, it's been an honor. So it is a complete honor, Dave, to welcome you to the call.
So, thank you, Vance. It's good to be here.
And I know you have been traveling a little bit in the last couple weeks. You were with us in Seattle last weekend and then back to Kentucky and then drive home. And so, Dave, for those people on the line who are unfamiliar with who you are, can you just give us an overview of, or as you did last weekend, why Nikken for you? I mean, you've been in the network marketing industry now for, I think you said 1971, was it?
Yes, 1971. Was introduced to network marketing around 1969, so had been in the industry almost full time for 40 years, and as you know, Vance, had a nice career with another company for 18 years, and then sold that business and thought that maybe God was directing us into another type of ministry, and so for 5 years we were kind of out of it, and then. About 17, 18 years ago, we were once again introduced to network marketing via Nikken, and it has been just a wonderful journey for us for 18 years. And when we had gotten out of network marketing for about 5 years in between there, realized how network marketing really is not so much a business as it is a lifestyle. And that's what we miss. When I talk about the lifestyle, I'm not necessarily talking about the money and the trips and everything else that's really nice. But what Ellie and I miss was the lifestyle of the people, getting together with the people, being with positive people, being on the cutting edge of positive stuff, whether it's books or just people or meetings where everybody's lifting each other up, and that's so rare in our culture, Ben. So it was so that's what we missed. So yeah, we've been with Nikken now for 17, 18 years, and much more as a lifestyle than just as a business. The first time around, it was kind of a business. And then, as I said, when we got out, we realized that we had really left a lifestyle that we really enjoyed. And so here we are, 17, 18 years later, enjoying it more than ever.
And, you know, Dave, for people that, if Nikken is the only experience they've ever had, it's tough for, and I find myself explaining this all the time, that the lifestyle, the freedom, but as you're saying, the people, the atmosphere, the positive, the optimism that, you know, hey, we can make something of this. We can make our culture. We can make society better.
Right.
And Nikken really is different than that, but also the interaction, the family atmosphere. I try to explain to people mm-hmm. that this does not exist with other companies. You would not.
No, it doesn't.
There is no way you'd get someone like yourself to fly clear across country to an event in Seattle, Washington, to help people that you're not getting paid on. That would never happen unless there was a speaker fee or unless there was some royalty, which some companies
right.
have that. But that doesn't exist in the industry. It exists in Nikken, but
yep.
it doesn't.
And that's so true, Vance. And you know, we speak of that, and sometimes new people don't. They say, okay, those are just buzzwords in the business and hype and all that kind of stuff. But it's really not in Nikken, because anchored, what anchors NECAN is humans being more. And obviously they put so much emphasis on that humans being more training, where they bring their people together, or whoever wants to come together, and for 2 or 2.5 days they talk about primarily how we can become better people instead of better salesmen. Now obviously when we become better people, we can always, it should carry over into being a better salesperson or a better networker. But that's not why NECAN does it. NECAN does it because they really believe in this journey of humans being more, versus a lot of network marketing companies where they are, where their emphasis many times is humans making more. Mm-hmm. You know, and so because that's a philosophy of a company in most network marketing companies, then the leaders pick that up, and it's just always push, 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 push. Dave, you have to make more so that I make more as your upline. And Vance, you have to make more so that we become more successful and we reach our next rank. Mm-hmm. You know, that kind of thing. And whereas NECAN's philosophy is so totally different. And yes, we've had the luxury of experiencing both sides of that coin. And where, you know, the one company was a lot about making more and making more of our lifestyle. But NECAN's emphasis was... has been very much humans being more. And the longer I've been in NECAN, the more I appreciated that philosophy, because that's what really helps you grow as a person. It's not the money that helps people grow as a person. It's whether or not we're growing as people. And that is the emphasis that NECAN puts on. Their whole philosophy, you know, hangs on that, and their whole business structure hangs on that. So that's a neat thing to be involved in NECAN for that reason.
And I know 18 years ago, and you allude this when you share your story, that when you were introduced to NECAN, the first, what was it, 3 months, 90 days or so, the gentleman who was introducing you, Stephen, was doing his best, and we can't fault him at all. However, mm-hmm. you didn't see it.
No, I didn't see it then, because I was... I just couldn't get my head around taking refrigerator magnets off the refrigerator and put them in my bed and I'm going to sleep better. You know, that was just the kind, or put them in my shoes and I'm going to walk better or whatever. I just could not get my head around magnetic energy as something that would benefit me personally, let alone something that could help me build a business. And which was interesting because at that time, we were broke. We were $75,000 in debt. We were just, and we were in our late 40s, trying to figure out where the food's going to come from to put on our table. And we were raising a young family, two little girls. And so it was really frustrating. And I was looking for that next network marketing opportunity that is out there. And I couldn't find any. I just really could not find any. And that would fit my ethics, my morals, and who I am as a person. And because it had to be more than just making money. Although we were broke, it had to be more than just making money, because I didn't want to spend the next 30 years of my life just making money. I wanted to do something very significant, first of all, for me as a person and then as a family. And so, yeah, when Stephen, who was one of my close friends from Cincinnati, we were living in Tulsa, Oklahoma, shared NECAN with us, we really had a hard time getting our head around the information. And fortunately, Vance, you lived in Tulsa at that time, and you knew Stephen. Stephen knew you. Stephen called you and had you contact us, and you let us try the mag steps and the sleep system for Ellie. And within 24, 48 hours, our life began to change. We felt something. Even though we didn't understand what was happening, we felt something. Ellie was on a lot of medication. I was having some health challenges as well, which you can imagine when you're broke and $75,000 in debt and very close to filing for bankruptcy, the stress, and then that becomes a catch-22, where that just exacerbates your not feeling well.
The physical body takes a toll.
The physical body, absolutely.
The emotional and the stress.
Yeah. Right, exactly. And so when we tried the product, we did get results. And then from that day on, I really learned something in network marketing, that it was easier to change people's thinking and influence their decisions through their feelings than what it was through their thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And Stephen, and he did his best, like we all do, trying to convince people that that they need to take a look at this literature and this research and who this company is and all that kind of stuff. But that knowledge, it did not impact our health.
Mm-hmm.
What it really impacted our health and our feeling was when we really tried the product, and then we sold Alex's car and we got a bunch of products that I want us home, and then our story just began to go to another level because we were using more products.
Sure.
And the higher our story became, or the more powerful our story became, the easier it was to sell these to share these products with other people.
And I love the way you describe it as that, you know, we could take the picture of the mag stuff out of the catalog.
Yeah.
And we can rub it on our feet, or we could rub it on our friend's feet. And
yeah.
It's not going to produce the results that if we actually
right.
allow them to stand on a pair.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
And, you know.
And so, yeah. So we were really, really impressed. We then, and thank goodness that Stephen was sending all that stuff to us for 90 days. And, but I was just putting it away, and eventually I wouldn't even open it anymore. But he was, I tell you, I give Stephen a lot of credit for continuing follow up.
Mm-hmm.
And continuing to give us information, and then he did something very wise, and he got us in touch with his upline, and that's when we really began to see some of the results.
And Dave, that's, I guess that alludes the power of even either getting started or 5 or 10 or 15 years as a wellness consultant, that there is power in leveraging the people above you, because
yes.
Even, and how many times has Stephen over the last 18 years called you, or he's called me, or he's called my
mm-hmm.
folks, or Dennis and Ruth, because even career network marketers understand the power of leveraging other people
yeah.
and their
yeah.
expertise or their background or their
yeah,
story.
Absolutely.
And see, up to this point, you know, you haven't even said you had an experience with the products. And
right.
I remember that because I when you told me, I looked at you square in the face, and this is terrible to admit, but you said, Vance, I passed a kidney stone after wearing those insoles. I didn't even realize I had. And I looked at you, and you probably don't remember what I said, but I said, is that a big deal?
Yeah, right. It would be. If men would have babies, it would be a big deal.
And I remember the look on your face of, obviously, you've never passed one.
Yeah, right, exactly.
But that, as you said, you know, it's easier to change feelings than thinking that, you know. I want to, you had said, one of the things, and I just shared this with two guys, that I just came back from running 90 stories of steps.
Wow. Did you accomplish that?
The climb's in 2 weeks, but...
Oh, the climb's in 2 weeks, okay.
But when you saw me a week ago, I think I mentioned to you that I pulled a hamstring 2 days prior, snow skiing, and the fact, and I've been laying it easy, I've had used the products all week long, and even on the drive downtown Portland this morning, I took the Nikem Power Mag. And, of course, the two guys with me, I said, what do you got vibrating? What kind of, you know, sex toy is that? And I said, oh, give me
yeah.
a break. I said, and I explained to him what it is. And I said,
yeah.
guys, I couldn't be doing this morning. I couldn't even entertain the idea of doing this if I wasn't using these products. And I
yeah.
was really shocked that 9 days after, again, I don't know if it was a hamstring or a tendon, that I could go do 90 stories of stairs. And here's the clincher. Doing it in 14 minutes. That just is remarkable for, and again, I'm not in my 20s, I'm 42, so that's my little testimony. But I want to come to something that you had shared last week, I think is powerful, because I shared this with the guys this morning, because we were talking about wellness on the drive back, that you had said insurance companies have proven that every dollar spent on wellness or health or prevention will save 9 for treatment later.
Yes.
And the impact and the power and the value of any of Nikem's products, where it's a full-fledged wellness home for a few thousand dollars or as little as a box of power patches, instead of taking drugs to deal with, you know, whatever you're dealing with, that will save you. And That's a powerful fact. Right
yeah,
now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that is proven by the fact that insurance companies many times charge you less for your health insurance if you're a non-smoker, if you are, if you exercise, if you good health. You know, I got a life insurance policy later on in my life, and I don't have to pay a lot for it because my physical was really good, even in my early 60s. And I would have had to pay two and three times that just for an insurance, a life insurance policy, if I wouldn't have been in as good a shape as I was. Mm-hmm. And so insurance companies know that they don't have to pay out as much if you are healthier. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of where that statistic comes from. And so Ellie and I, because we bought a wellness home, you know, around $5,000 that saved us nine times that, which would be $45,000. But there's two of us in the home, so that's $90,000. I mean, who wouldn't pay $5,000 to feel good and save $90 at the same time?
Sure. It makes sense. It's smart.
It just makes sense. Yeah. Absolutely. And we can all basically say that, you know, most of us in ECAN can say that if we really do spend for our health. Now, the problem is that a lot of people don't even want to spend a dollar. They think health is free. They think health is a given, or that you're just lucky, or that you just have good genes or something like that. You know, that's ridiculous. That's like saying I get paid $1,000 a week. You get paid $1,000 a week, but in your retirement, you have more money to live on than what I do because you invested it well. Mm-hmm. And that's what I tell people, that the quality of their retirement is going to be based on two investments, and that is going to be what they invested in their health, meaning that they spend a dollar for their health. And the second thing is how they invested their income.
Mm-hmm.
And you can address those right up front, both of those, right up front.
And, you know, I think that in the long run, if we really understand, and going back to what you said, that it's easier to change people's feelings and their thinking, we can incorporate that right on in and say, you know, have you mm-hmm. thought about this? But let me show you. And, you know, as Jerry White so beautifully stated a few weeks ago when he was on the call, that, you know, I want to show you something. That it works every time and it'll blow your mind. I want to show you. I want to give you something. And that's mm-hmm. so often we forget that. We really owe it to them because we're walking around as wellness consultants enjoying all these wonderful benefits
yeah.
of the Nikan Wellness Home. And as I put in my email that, you know, if we've forgotten that, we'll schlep all the products out to the garage and see
yeah.
how
yeah.
long it takes. And I love
absolutely.
That. I love that challenge.
Yeah.
And you've been saying that for years.
Absolutely. And Vince, unfortunately, not all Nikan wellness consultants take care of their health.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I tell people, take care of your health because it's going to come back to you in your business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, be the picture of health. Work on it. Do the exercise. Lose the weight if you have to. Eat right and drink enough of water and get enough of sleep. You know, those are all the things we talk about. And that's what our business is all about. And if we do those things consistently and conscientiously, then it's going to be much easier to share these products with our friends.
Absolutely.
But as I said, you know, and as you know, unfortunately, there's some people, even Nikan wellness consultants, that perhaps are on this call that are not taking care of their health the way they should be. And I'm stepping on my own toes this morning. You know, I need to do more exercise. I need to lose a few pounds and things like this. I need to sit down and watch what I eat when I sit down and eat with friends.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't mean you have to be considered a health nut, because who wants to socialize with a health nut? You know, and we go to our people come to our house. You know, we're not going to just serve them alfalfa sprout sandwiches. But there's a lot of sensible things that we can do every day. It's the little things that we neglect sometimes, whether it's walking or exercising three or four times a week. You know, it's just the little things. Maybe I should eat half the amount of that food instead of a whole plate or something. Or my wife and I, many times now, we will order one meal and we'll split it. And that that's even more than enough for both of us.
Mm-hmm.
And plus, we can save money that way. We feel better. So there's a lot of little things that we can do that benefit our health in the long term. And so I would just like to encourage everyone on the call that if you are in the business of trying to convince people that these products really will benefit their health, then let's really be conscientious about our own health.
And I think that all of us, and I love the fact that you said, yourself included, that we all can do a little
mm-hmm.
bit more. If we're
mm-hmm.
if we really want to take that title on as a wellness consultant, what do we need to do? And it's not about giving up and making a sacrifice. It's just saying, hey, you know,
mm-hmm.
I owe it to my body for the long term.
Mm-hmm.
If we,
mm-hmm.
And I mean, I'm looking at a picture. I'm sitting down in our entertainment room of myself, and it was about, what was it? Well, it was before McKenna came. So it was 10, 12 years ago or so. And I'm looking at a different person that is sitting on the phone right now. And,
mm-hmm.
and I know that at that time I was, this is hard to hate to admit this, but not really, 40
yeah.
pounds more than I am today.
Yeah.
And that it just became, it came to a point of, you know, I can't
yep.
continue. It's fun to, you know, as you said, go out with friends and family and just eat the big meals and eat as many, you know, it's just, however, I think we owe it to not only our business, but in the long run. You said that it's the little things that make such a big difference. If I can switch gears now and talk about something that, and this is not necessarily a new concept, but the idea of making a decision, where do you want to be? And I love Jeff Van Blerkum's quote, you know, where do you want to be in 5 years from now? Is literally, if you're willing to do the things now, today, that other people won't,
mm-hmm.
5 years from now, you'll be living a life that others only dream of.
Exactly.
If we're willing to do that. So if we break it down, and this was where I want to encourage folks, if you're on the call, and if you're driving, you can't do this, obviously. Maybe you want to pull over to the side of the road. But if you've got a pen and paper, if you just write some simple numbers down as Dave goes through these, I think it will be extremely liberating. And what we're going to talk about is the simple, the two and three. Two and three
yeah.
a week. That and I do you have a slogan or a title? I just call it the two and three.
Yeah, the two and three. Yeah, it's actually couched into after 40 years, Vince, I don't care what network marketing company a person is involved with. I'm talking about in the network marketing industry, what does it take to become a successful network marketer? Now, obviously, we talked a little bit about the products, and those are a given. Okay, so those are given, but I'm talking primarily as a network marketer now. What are the five, and so I've reduced it down in my 40 years, I've reduced it down to five non-negotiable weekly activities. I mean, five, if you violate any of these five, your bonus check is going to suffer. You want to increase your bonus check? Then look at these five activities, weekly activities, that a person could do in about 10 hours a week. And I designed it around the very part-time person, because the people we're recruiting are part-time. They don't have time to put 40 hours into network marketing, you know, until they have the bonus check and they want to go full-time. So after 40 years, I've kind of reduced it down to what I don't have. And I started out, Vance, by saying, what don't I have to do? Okay. What don't I have to do? We have convinced ourselves over a number of years that we have to do this and this and this and this and this and this and God only knows how many things that we are doing that are non-productive in building our business, and it takes a lot of time away from us living our life. And as I've said many times, you should never try to put your lifestyle into network marketing. You always put network marketing into your lifestyle. You say, okay, I would love to do 10 hours of network marketing, but the rest of the time I would like to, you know, I have a lifestyle and other things that I do. So that's how these five things came about, Vance. And the first one is to listen as part of your 2-3 thing, and that is listen to 3 Nikan or motivational CDs per week, or a DVD, you know, whatever. In other words, it's what I call inhaling. And I referred that to my talk over the weekend, was that in order to have a healthy heart, first of all, you have to learn how to feed it properly. And the second thing is you have to learn how to exercise it properly. So this number one is feeding the heart, which is what I call the heart of Nikan. And that is that you have to constantly input positive things. I've been in the industry for 40 years, Vance, and if I still go two to three weeks without listening to some positive tapes and motivational stuff, I tell you, I can become a very negative person very quickly. Mm. It's part of my human old nature, I guess.
Right, and we alluded to this at the very, very beginning of our conversation, that our culture is not positive.
Yeah,
everything
it's
in the
not
room,
positive. Yeah. That's so, right.
Yeah,
you know, they use this as a statistic, and that's how we're treated. So that number one non-negotiable weekly activity is developing a success attitude by listening to 3 Nikan motivational CDs per week. Now, if you listen to the same tape 3 times, that qualifies for 3 CDs, and I recommend people do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second thing is that weekly meeting attendance and or support of a local Nikan event. That's really critical. People say, but I don't have a Nikan event in my weekly Nikan event. Well, then start one in your home.
Sure.
You know, start a weekly wellness coming, look at a wellness home kind of meeting every week, and watch that duplicate and multiply. And if you have good meetings in the area, you know, you might not want to go out there and start your own. Just go and support them. Just go and support them and get your people there. And the third thing is what you referred to the two, and that is recruiting 2 people per week with some excellent follow-up. And this is how you determine a recruit. 1 of 4 things have to take place: that they either heard a 20 or 30 minute one-on-one NECAM presentation, or they listened to a CD, DVD with good follow-up, and or they attended a NECAM event, and or they tried a product. So those 4 things qualify as a NECAM presentation. You just can't talk to someone for 5 minutes, and that's a NECAM presentation. A NECAM presentation involves one of those 4 things. And in every one of them, in all cases, good follow-up always means that you get a yes or a no or a referral. Nothing more, nothing less. So you will know when you have gotten, after you've done one of those 4 things, if you got a yes or you got a no or you got a referral, that can count as one of your 2 presentations per week. And if you don't, if you get a maybe, if you get a no, then the next week when you do follow-up, or a yes the next week, that's when you count that as a presentation. You don't count it the week if that person gave you a maybe or just put you off. That's not a presentation. You have to get a yes, you have to get a no, or you get a referral. The 4th thing, so that's your 2 people a week. I will show you how that works. In 5 years, a person could very easily become a royal diamond by doing these 5 things.
Well,
a weekly conference.
Right. No. Just to break it down for folks so they can understand what that does is, if we do the math real quick, and if you guys just want to write these numbers down.
Yeah. You know? I'll go through those numbers
okay.
in a minute.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And then a weekly conference call.
This would be 4.
And that is so that you, pardon?
This would be number 4.
Yeah, this would be number 4. Weekly conference call. This is a weekly conference call. Vance, you have done one of the best, one of the most consistent conference calls in all weekend. And I recommend everybody on this call to have 5 of your people on the call the next time. And you see, it's not you getting the information that's going to make you money. It's when your people get the information. So if you would just be on the call for a little bit throughout the week and says, hey, you got to get on that call. Vance having this person. This is going to be really benefit your business. You know, and unfortunately what we do is we try to get that information into our heads and into our own spirit, and then we go to our people and say, you know, we try to motivate them. No, get them on the call. That's really important, a weekly conference call. And then
if the time doesn't work. I know on the West Coast at 7 o'clock in the morning, that's a stretch for a lot of people. Well, that's why Steve Crowfoot, out of the goodness of his heart, has recorded these, and they're all on the website. And, you know, SaturdayAMLive.com.
Yep.
And they can listen to it in their own home, and you could even turn that into, you know, a weekly meeting per sort. And I want to go back to something you said, you know, attend a weekly wellness preview or start my own. with the WebEx presentations that Dennis and Williams are doing every single week, there's no excuse to not, because most of us have high-speed internet, and we could set in our home or somebody else's home and say, hey, Monday night at such and such a time, or Saturday morning, as soon as this call is done, Ruth Williams is doing a WebEx with Martha Sue Urie, who's got a powerful story. And so there's things we can tap into if we don't have a bricks-and-mortar location wellness preview in our account. There's no excuse.
Right.
And I know 10 years ago, 15 years ago, there are people who built their business by taking a VHS videotape of Dennis Williams, and that's how they started their meetings in their home, and they would put it in for an hour and 10 minutes or whatever it was, and that's what they'd watch with their guests sitting in their living room.
Absolutely. I mean, use these kind of tools. The success in network marketing, your success in network marketing is dependent not on your knowledge, guys. It's dependent on whether or not you have begun, you became really good at using tools. And a WebEx is a tool. A CD is a tool. A DVD is a tool. A meeting is a tool. How you use tools will determine the success of your bonus check. And then number five is you simply spend 30 minutes a week revisiting your personal and your niche and goals and keeping record of your recruiting. You know, okay, I talked to two people did two presentations this week. This is my record this week. Now you have a record for a month, and now you have a record for a quarter. Now you then develop what Jim Rohn calls a ratio. You develop a numbers ratio. And if you really want to know the numbers of what I was just talking about, which are, let me see if I can turn to him here real quick. And the numbers are this, and if you have a pen, you can write them down, and you can just do the math yourself. Now, a presentation or recruiting someone is not like prospecting someone. Prospecting is when you meet someone or you call your friend, have you heard of Nikan, or would you be interested, you know, in a presentation or learning more? That's prospecting. A recruit, I just gave you a definition of what a recruit is. So if you look at 10 prospects per week, that will probably equal 2 recruits. So you're out there and you meet someone and you give them a piece of literature and say, hey, have you ever heard of Nikan? Or you give them a CD or whatever. Now, if you do a follow-up and find out whether or not they said yes or no to that presentation and they listened to it or watched it, you can count that as a presentation. You can't count it as a presentation if it's just a prospect that you gave something to. So there's a real difference between prospecting and recruiting. Most people don't know how to recruit, don't do successful recruiting because they don't know how to successfully prospect. Hmm. And prospecting is just, you meet somebody, hey, you know, have you ever, like Vance, you know, he shared with a couple prospects.
Well, I think the biggest thing is that, and another thing I wrote down last Saturday is I'll make more friends in 1 month. And this is a quote that you said, and you can say who just said it. I'll make more friends in 1 month by being interested in them than in a lifetime of trying to get them interested in me or what I have. So it's really, prospecting is really more, I think if we took that word out and just called it friendshipping.
Friendship.
I know it doesn't work. But it's really about being friendly. It talks about in Proverbs, if you want to have friends, you've got to show yourself friendly first.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
It's easier to do that in the South than it is in the Northwest, I can tell you that honestly.
People
here, they think you're weird, you know, too much
Starbucks,
you're a little outgoing, you know.
Right.
But that's really what it comes down to, and that's, I want to just identify that. So,
good. So you have your 10 prospects per week, or, you know, whatever that is, but just make sure you do two presentations. That's what I call two recruits. Now, two recruits per week, and I'm doing a five-year plan here, guys. 5 years to Royal Diamond, recruiting two people per week. That's how you can do this 10 hours a week. 5 years to Royal Diamond, recruiting two people per week. You do two recruits per week times 250 weeks, that's 5 years. You know, counting 2 weeks out of the year on vacation or whatever, that's 500 recruits in 5 years. Now, that's not a lot. Well, you just simply made sure that they somehow saw an ECAM presentation. 500 recruits will equal, and I'm doing it the one-third, the number of one-thirds primarily, and I'm rounding some of these numbers off a little bit. 500 recruits equals 180 product users. Guys, if you do 500 presentations, you can't tell me that you're not going to get 180 product users of some kind or another. They could be wholesale, they could be retail, it doesn't matter. 180 product users, that's going to equal to about 60 wellness consultants. One-third again. 60 wellness consultants. A wellness consultant is someone who uses more than one of the products and is excited about maybe building, starting a wellness home, and maybe even sharing with a friend or a family member. They're not a business builder, but they're a wellness consultant. They might come to a meeting once in a while, a weekly meeting. That's a wellness consultant. 60 wellness consultants, guys, you're going to get 18 silvers out of that. And I'm talking about 18 silvers first level, or 18 silver lights.
Or 18 business builders, 18 people that are saying, yes, I want to at least take it to the next step. I don't want to just be a wellness consultant on AutoShip and using the products. I want to
Exactly. So you have the 18 business builders, and then you have the 18 business builders, guys, and out of that, you're going to get six platinums. You're going to get six platinums. And those are the ones that I call, let's talk about they're on their way to making platinum. These are what I call the leaders. Just because you have a silver doesn't mean you have a leader. Mm-hmm. A leader is someone who duplicates the network marketing model. That's a leader. Not just do the volume to make silver. Okay? So we make a mistake sometimes thinking that all silvers are leaders. No, they're not. The leader in network marketing is the one who duplicates who they are. And so they were seniors, so they developed seniors. And now they were executives, so they developed executives underneath them. They're now bronze, and so now they're developing bronze underneath them. They're silver. Now they're developing silvers underneath them. That's how they make gold and platinum. That's the leader. That's the leader. And so you can determine these leaders right up front, even in their first rank, if they're duplicating their own rank. That's what a leader does in network marketing. So you have 18 of those, and then 18 of those will become what I call your six leader legs. And then you have your six platinum legs, that's Royal Diamond. And the average Royal Diamond sponsored 30 to 50 wellness consultants on their way to Royal Diamond. That's just the numbers. The average Royal Diamond, some less. I don't know of anyone that has sponsored much more than 50 wellness consultants on their way to Royal Diamond. And so if you look at going back, you have 180 product users, 60 wellness consultants. Out of that, well, you're way ahead of the game of the average, what the average Royal Diamond sponsored on their way to Royal Diamond. And so these are network marketing statistics that work across the board, and it's basically tied into those five weekly activities, is that you listen to three good tapes a week, you do two presentations a week, and you support your local NECAN events in one form or another. You get on a weekly conference call, and you spend 30 minutes evaluating your progress so that you can get better.
And I think the most liberating thing about that is to preface this all is that you stated putting 10 hours of network marketing into our lifestyle. Some of us are working right now a job or maybe two jobs, and we've got kids at home and we have a life, and you're thinking, how on earth can I do that? But when you really break it down, and going back to you said something earlier, it's eliminating the stuff that we don't have to do. There's a lot of activities that are not productive to this industry that we think, well, it's part of it. Well, I should be reading a bunch of network marketing books. I beg to differ.
I'm
like Dennis Williams. I have a whole bunch of wonderful books in a library, and I feel smarter, you know, standing next to that library. But I haven't read all of them. I mean, I can quote from them because I might have thumbed through them. But really, for me, like this, it's driving or outside doing yard work and getting a Discman or a Walkman or something and pumping this information into our brain.
Absolutely. And you know what I like about every one of these five things is that they're measurable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't say, oh, I've set my goal to increase my bonus check. I've set my goal to do this or do that. I've set my goal to increase my volume. Well, how can you measure that? How do you know that after a week of doing that plan that you're on track? You see, and so you have to, goals or your plans and what you're doing, they have to be measurable. So you can say, hey, I did not do, I got off track to become a Royal Diamond in 5 years. I wasn't on track this week. I wasn't on track this month. Now, what would happen to the Olympic medal that could be hanging around your neck if you miss practice? If you don't consistently measure where you're going, you wouldn't get the Olympic medal. There's one thing that I know I can tell of every Royal Diamond, they are highly disciplined in their activity, highly disciplined, and they're also hard on themselves. But I tell our people right now, I says, you know, I said, if you do these five things, you recruited two people, you've listened to a couple good tapes, you attended a meeting or whatever, and you did that all Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday. I said, take Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday off and go fishing. Pat yourself in the back because you have a life. Pat yourself in the back because you have a life to live.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've done your activity. You've done your activity, and basically, it's what is called the commission sales. And when it all comes down to it, we are on this commission stuff. Mm-hmm. We perform, we get paid. We perform, we get paid. That was one thing I want to say about the two, or doing any of this. You know, you can't listen to five motivational tapes 1 week and then you're just going to listen to one the next week and average it out to six. Or do five presentations 1 week and then do none for the next couple weeks and then do 10, you know, the next week and then just average it out to two per week. Because if you do that, you're going to lose your momentum. You're
going to
lose your rhythm if you do that, and that is no different than if you go out there and exercise consistently, and suddenly you don't do that for 2 or 3 weeks. How hard is it to get back to that again?
Yep.
You know, you're losing your rhythm. You're losing, and it's a poor example into your downline as well, because if you miss a week or 2 weeks, they're going to miss a month.
Mm-hmm.
So this is not an average of two per week. It's not an average of what you do weekly. This is what you do weekly. Now, if you do three, pat yourself on the back, you're going to get a bonus.
Sure.
After 5 years. I mean, you're way ahead of the game. And what I like about it, Vince, is that it's not anybody telling me what I have to do, looking over my shoulders. I'm in total control of this, just like my financial investments. I'm in total control of this. So it's my life. It's not my boss's life. I don't work hard to try to put a Jaguar into my boss's garage. I work hard so that my kids can have a better education, so that my kids can have a better life, not my boss's kids. And so that's what I've always seen in network marketing, you know, and I was willing to really work at it and be consistent, set my goals. As I said on the weekend, everyone in this call, I'm going to give you an assignment. Make a copy of your last bonus check and burn it. Because that represents your past.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, there's some people probably on this call that might not be able to go out there and look 5 years ahead because they're too hung up on the last 5 years.
Sure.
And so let that be representative of you burning your past, your NECAN past, and then write yourself out a check from your own personal checking account and make a copy of it. What you would want to have 5 years from now, what would you like your check to be 5 years from now? 10,000, 20,000, 50,000? Write it out, date it 5 years from now. You sign it because you're the boss, you're the CEO, you're the one who's going to write the check. And then after you've made a copy of it, don't burn your original check. You should cash that one. And, I guess Nikan doesn't send chat that anymore, so go into the website and pull up your printout and do the same thing, and just burn it. And that represents your past. And then write out what you would like 5 years from now for your bonus check to be, and then take a great big black marker and do like Vance said, put a 2-3 on that check. And then down below that, just write the 5 activities. And I can tell you, 10 hours a week, guys, you can, a $1,000 a month bonus check in network marketing is the equivalent of $240,000 in the bank at 5% interest.
And if you can find that 5% interest, I'd like to see that.
Yeah, if you can find it, absolutely. Absolutely. So Nikan will give you a much higher return than anything else that I know out there. That's why most of my investments in 40 years has been in people, and it hasn't been in paper.
Mm-hmm.
You see. And it's proven to work out for us. Not just once, but twice.
Dave, for the sake of time, there's two things I want to highlight here that haven't been mentioned, and that is the duplicatable factor of this. When you come across those 60 wellness consultants, that these are people that they've spent the $35, they definitely want to change wellness, you really have to make it attractive to them to find out if this is what they're looking for. You can't force them. We can't put a square peg in a round hole. However, when they come to that point and they ask the question, well, how do you build a business and what do you do? Well, let me just show you some 5 easy weekly activities that I've done when I met you that I was in the process of doing. And then I think the other thing, too, that we haven't talked about is the accountability factor. You said there's not somebody looking over your shoulder, not a boss.
Right.
We don't have that. However, I've always believed something I learned years ago, that without accountability, there's no motivation for change.
Right.
That we really need to, and as soon as we're done with this call, I'm connecting with 3 other people, 3 platinums in our organization that I hand-selected that I know that can help hold me accountable, and I know in turn I can help hold them accountable.
Right.
And I think it's really, really crucial.
Absolutely, that is so true. And you know, a leader will go look for that accountability person. A leader will do that. A leader in network marketing takes the initiative. That's when you know you have a leader. You know, the people that Vance has. I'm sure that the 3 people want to be on this call. They want Vance to do this because they're leaders, you see. And so sometimes we just say, oh, you know, it's open to everybody and all kinds of stuff. And so we're spending a lot of time with people that are not leaders because they would not initiate that. They would not initiate that. And so it's extremely important that people just stay into that rhythm and do those simple basic activities. I will guarantee you, every leader on this call, if you have a solid, simple, easy to duplicate plan, and you don't deviate from that, your wellness consultants will follow you. Your wellness consultants will follow you. Every one of them will reach their own level of success is what they want. But if you have a plan, statistically, 80% of the workforce in America, they hate their job. But they have taken surveys, and the reason, the number one reason that they go to that job for many, many, many years, even though they can't wait till it snows and I got a day off. I hate when it snows because, I'm stuck in the house. But the reason they do that and go to that job that they hate is because they know what to do when they get there. Most wellness consultants, many silvers don't even know what to do yet. There's golds that don't know what to do in this business and how to do it. It's so simple. It's so simple and it's so basic. So find that simple little 5-step thing or 5 things that you do. Just eliminate a lot of stuff you don't have to do. Go have fun in this business. And make sure you have a lot of time for your family. You have time for your church if you're a church-going person or charity, whatever. Find time. You know, don't build your life into network marketing. Build network marketing into your lifestyle. and you determine how many hours you're going to spend. Your network marketing should never determine how much time you spend with your family. Never. Mm. And even from the beginning. You be in control of that, because we represent a company that believes in the five pillars of health, not just one.
Mm-hmm.
Five pillars of health. That's a family pillar, guys, and NECAN takes just as much pride in building the family and building things for the family as they do in your bonus check.
Absolutely.
And we need to be in control of those five areas of our life, and the only way we can do that is with a plan.
Dave, I think the greatest thing that this brings is a sense of liberty and freedom.
Mm-hmm.
That we so often miss, that because
mm-hmm.
we think we have to do all these different activities. And I think it's incredibly crucial, too, when you pick the people that you want to work with. And I'm not saying I'm a master at this, and I picked three because, you know, they're going to be the, whatever. I chose them because I'm not going to go into it. But I think that the most, a crucial element here is that it doesn't become activity that's non-productive. It doesn't
mm-hmm.
become getting together on the phone or in person, and we're spending 2-3 hours patting ourselves on the back. Well, I made this many contacts. I did this many presentations. Or, you know, how are you guys really explaining how the mag steps work? You know,
mm-hmm.
that's not what we're talking about. Do that
mm-hmm.
on your own time. Don't take other
right.
people's time to do that. Because
right.
ultimately that's not the productive activity that we really want.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's important that we all have a simple plan, so our distributors have a simple plan, so it can duplicate, Vance.
Mm-hmm.
And our bonus check doesn't depend so much on our activity anymore after a number of years, but it depends on the fact that we've had a plan that duplicated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Well, Dave, I know, I'm looking at the notes I took last Saturday, and I'm looking at the ones I just took this morning, and although some of them overlap, and I can hear you flipping through your own notes. The beauty about
yeah,
this, if we wanna grow, folks, and if you're listening to this, and if you want to go back and re-listen to some of it because we either said it too fast or whatever, www.saturdayamlive.com is the website. Saturday, all spelled out, amlive.com. And you can go back and listen to it again. And, you know, you may want to, like Dave suggested, point your people there so they can hear it. So they're not hearing it from you. Don't, and Dave, this is one of the many things I've learned from you. Don't be the library.
Yes.
Point people to the library card box. That's what a good
yes,
librarian
absolutely.
Does. We don't yep. want to be the library. And as tempting as it is, and it makes us feel good that people come to us because they want information, guys, we got to get a backbone here. And point them where they can get it. Make them do a
mm-hmm.
little bit of work. And that way it's not work for us. It becomes a lifestyle of freedom, because if we do this right, we'll all have a lifestyle of freedom. Again, like Jeff Van Barkham said, that other people will only dream of.
Yeah, and that's when you know you have a leader too, Vance. It's really hard to find to determine leadership in this business in our downline. But when you direct people, the wellness consultants, the resources, and they go to those resources, that's one of a good sign of a leader.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not just drawing from you. They're going to the resources that you told them to go to. And now they have something to point their people to as well.
Absolutely. Well, Dave, as always, it's been wonderful.
Thank you, Vance.
And
Appreciate you.
And I know the people listening in, they've benefited. And if you haven't benefited, then you're not awake yet. which, I'm sorry. But, again, Dave Stoltzis has been our guest. And if you want to catch the recording, SaturdayAMLive.com is the website. And please implement this information, you guys. It doesn't do us any good to talk about it if we're not going to implement it. And you may not be able to implement it today, but start quickly. This is a good time. And if we need to implement changes in some of the other five pillars besides the finances and the family and everything, this is a good time. This is when most of the resolutionists have given up. And
uh-huh.
this is the time to really hone in and say, okay, I can make a difference. And if we burn that commission check, if whatever it was last month, the one we received on the 15th of February, if it wasn't what we wanted it, which all of us can, we can expand because we can do more with more, then do like Dave said, burn it, put in a different amount that's part of the past, and let's go forward to the future. Where do you want to be in 5 years? And we can change that. So thank you again, Dave. Thank you.
Yeah, welcome, Vance, and thank you for the invite. Appreciate your leadership, Vance.
Hey, my pleasure. And everybody, look forward to talking to you next week. If there's anything I can do between now and next Saturday, please call me, please email me. That's what we're here to do. We're here to serve you and assist in whatever you need. So have a great weekend, everyone. We'll talk to you next Saturday. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.